Hi, this is Florence Onyema. Welcome to How You Can Fulfill Your Destiny Through Christian Living podcast. This podcast is talking about you starting your destiny and not stopping halfway. How you can fulfill it to the completion. And that's what it's all about. May God bless you. Remain blessed. Bye.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. In today's episode on how to fulfill your destiny through Christian living, we are talking about fear. Still in Judges chapter 6. And in this place, you know that Gideon was hiding from the Midianites who impoverished them. And because of fear, he was in his father's wine press, threshing wheat, which is not conducive in the first place, you know, to thresh with wheat, because he was afraid, was, you know, hiding from the Midianite. And God have not given, you know, the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Even when God told him to pull down the altar of Baal with and build an altar for the Lord. He was afraid, though he did it, but he did it at night. So fear brings torment. For you to fulfill your Christian living, we don't have to be afraid. God told Joshua to be strong and be courageous. And that's what it takes for you to fulfill your Christian living. Whatever assignment God has called you to do, be brave about it, be bold about it, be strong, be courageous. Look at them eyeball to eyeball and see that you fulfill your destiny. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because fear brings torment. God has not given us the spirit of fear, like I said before, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. No wonder Job said, "What I feared has come unto me." And even God told Gideon to select, you know, army that will go and fight him. Midianite, about 32,000 came out, and God instructed him that anybody that is fearful among them should go home, or that is afraid. About 22,000 left, remaining 10,000. Acts chapter 4, verse 28-29, and the apostles, the disciples of Jesus, and now, O Lord, hear their threatening, give your servants great boldness in preaching your word. They were threatened, they were beaten, you know, they were imprisoned, they had boldness. They cried for boldness, and God gave them boldness. When we read Isaiah 41, verse 10, in this place, God said in his word, say, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen you, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with my right hand of righteousness. Verse 11 says, behold, all they that we are in sin against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they shall strive with thee, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. So God is telling us here that anytime he give you assignment in your destiny, that destiny which he has given you to fulfill, he is with you there. He is with you. He will strengthen you. He will never leave you or forsake you. For you to accomplish your destiny, God is always there with you. The angels are there with you. You are not alone for you to accomplish. So he's there to back you up, to see that you fulfill your destiny. So thank you for today, and then God bless you. In case you've not given your life to Jesus, this is still another opportunity. I want you to repeat after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord and personal Savior. Today, Satan, I reject you. Any covenant I entered with you, knowingly or unknowingly, is cancelled. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Thank you for forgiving me my sins. Thank you for wiping away my name from the book of death and writing it in the book of life. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
praise in you, yet no work sums you up. Then I ask the Lord, what name fits you? And he said, yeah. Generation.